Let's acapella the news.
Yeah.
It's time for a rant to
acapella the news. Well, we talked about it tonight. Petey Kuch night at TD Garden up in Boston. Game three. Kochetkov is starting tonight for Antti Raanta. Ranta's ready to go, but I like going with the rook. Let's see what he does. And you know, we had to sing about him today because we just had to. We're headed up north with our Petey Coochie, all dressed up in a Klein and Gucci. We lay lumber down in PNC. Now we take the surge up to TD. Up in the garden on a Friday night, three-game lead, that'd be all right. Making fun of rats and learning what's due. Boston Radio don't know what to do. Well, we're headed up north with our Petey Kuch. You never knew how much a solid goalie meant to me. Yeah, we're learning about his stick and we're learning about his glove. A lot about a winning and a little about love.
So, I know what we're doing Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to have to make a TikTok.
I'll bring my cowboy hat.
Can you line dance?
I'll use the weekend to figure that out.
I was going to say, you might have to rework the lyrics a little bit to make it a little bit more evergreen than going up to TD Garden today. But, Rand, you just can't drop that heat on me and then expect me to just be like, okay, cool. We don't need to make a TikTok of that.
I hit rhyme zone, and I was like, what rhymes with coochie? And it said Chattahoochee, and I went, oh,
there we go! Let's go! All right, let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the door.
Alrighty, first up from Todd on Twitter. Hey, Joe, should we expect the Bruins tonight to be provocative and get the people going?
Yeah, I mean, we're probably going to see a continuation of what we saw at PNC Arena on Wednesday night. Boston knows that they cannot skate with Carolina. Boston knows that the Carolina Hurricanes have built over the last couple of years in this window and gotten better, while they have not. And we're seeing that play out. So I just hope that everybody comes out of this game healthy. We'll just leave it at that. I don't think the Carolina Hurricanes are going to give in to what the Bruins have been trying to do. If they didn't do it on Wednesday night in game two, they're not going to do it tonight. The only concern would be Boston fans in TD Garden being raucous. The environment for that is a little bit different than the environment where they're rooting for you. You know, we saw the instance where somebody like Seth Jarvis or Antti Raanta, the goalie to start this series, talked about some butterflies early on because these were their first starts in playoff competition. So what is that like on the road for the first time for somebody like Seth Jarvis? What's that like for? As much as I'm high on Peter Kochetkov, what's that going to be like where he's in this environment in Boston?
Especially if Boston can get that early power play goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that to me is the key. We haven't seen that yet from the Canes in the playoffs. They've stayed on schedule. But when we were talking about the issues that they were having in the end of March and early April, they were falling behind and they were playing poor early. And they could be a slow starter. You know, you can have those second periods like they did against the Jets where you're like, oh, they just had 28 shots on goal, but they didn't score. And then the other way, you know, then the other team gets a goal the other way and you're going, what the heck just happened? They dominated for the period and now they're losing. That's, I want to see if the Canes can handle that type of situation. They did in the regular season many different times, but it's a little bit different in the playoffs. So we'll see if they can handle, if they get behind early, we'll see how they can, you know, stay the course and handle that.
Next up.
Next up from Andy on Twitter. Hey, Joe, who is more hateable, Grayson Allen or Brad Marchand? It's tough.
That's a season to taste, but I mean, Grayson Allen has to be the answer.
Is Grayson Allen the answer? I don't know, man. Brad Marchand might be the answer because Marchand goes beyond just antics on the court like Grayson Allen does, or in the case of what we saw on the ice with Brad Marchand, you know, taking a stick to Peter Kochetkov and Kochetkov not backing down. Like, Marchand also talks, and he does, like, the stupid little trolley antics. Sometimes people buy into it. That's the one thing Grayson Allen never did. He wasn't out there being a troll. He might have done that little head fake thing that, you know, whipping the neck back to act like he got fouled. Obviously, he has the tripping incidents and things like that. But he's not actively out there being a troll. But you're still saying
I don't think you saw the Alex Caruso foul in the NBA.
Yeah,
it was just bad.
You're right.
And he's a dirty player, and he tries to act like he's not. He has like these moments of reform, if you will, as we saw at Duke. Pretty much his whole last season, he was on his best behavior for most of it anyway.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the NBA, and it's like, oh, he could really be a three-point specialist and a guy who plays defense. And it's like, maybe. But then you see the foul he had this year on Caruso, and you're like, that's just who this guy is. And nobody ever corrected him. Nobody bothered to fix him. So,
but what's worse, a dirty player who knows that he's dirty and is fine with it, or a dirty player who isn't admitting it?
That's like, what I'm saying. I think Marshawn knows who he is.
He knows
I think he's
who
about
he
that life.
That's
fair. I just think Grayson Allen gives it the old, who, me? Mm-hmm. Like, you just go hammer the hell out of Alex Caruso, end his season, and act like, you know, oh, I was going the other way. I was going for the ball.
Next up.
Next up from Welchi on Twitter. Hey, Joe, did you ever play the old Sega Genesis Super Nintendo NHL games?
Yes. Who didn't?
Wait, this wasn't a real question.
This was a real question. This is a real question. You spent an entire pandemic summer winning Stanley Cups in NHL 94, 95, 96. I think I had downloaded 97 at one point.
I made you add another one, yeah.
Yeah, I think I added 97, and then I think I got around to the PlayStation emulator, so you could try that version of NHL, but I don't think you were into that one.
I was never good in that one.
No, you weren't good at that one. Yeah, look, I'm not joking when I say that for a good chunk of my generation, I'm 43 years old, for a good chunk of my generation, they first learned the basics of hockey through the EA Sports NHL series. Specifically for me, it was NHL 93, NHL 94. Again, the basics.
Does this person follow you on Twitter?
I don't think they do. Because it's not like we didn't do a Carter Finley Stadium NHL outdoor game.
Yeah, I'm doing some work right now.
Here's a real question. Next up.
Next up from...
Oh, real quick, though. Yes, now that he mentions another NHL game. There was the Nintendo Stanley Cup game that had the Mode 7 graphics. I don't know if this is one of these weird ones where, like, when the puck would change possession, the whole ice rink would flip around. It would wow you. Like, ooh, look at it rotate. And that was a big deal in 1992. That was a big deal. The game wasn't very good, though.
Yeah. I'm actually looking online right now for old Xbox NHL hits games. I'm going to make that purchase in a second.
Oh, man, that's good. All right.
Next up from Andy on Twitter. Actually, just kidding. Next up from Carrie on Twitter. Hey, Joe, with Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness out, I've made painstaking efforts to avoid spoilers, like, save for this tweet, I've enacted social media ghost protocols. What's the most you've done to avoid any type of spoiler?
Ooh, let's see. I remember for Star Wars Force Awakens, I had a particular scene at the end between Han Solo and Kylo Ren spoiled for me before I watched it.
No.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, that happened. There was like a bot.
No.
I don't think anybody was doing it maliciously. It was a bot that looked for anybody hyped for Force Awakens ahead of its release. And when the movie like leaked and there was a scene that was making the rounds, it just spammed accounts with the image of a lightsaber going through Han Solo, right? So I was spoiler alert, right? Okay. So now, you could spoil Rise of Skywalker for me. I wouldn't care because that movie was crap.
You might need to explain it to me while you're at it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Somehow Palpatine has come back. Yeah, explain how! Anyway... it is Revenge of the Sixth, by the way, so we're allowed to talk Star Wars.
And this is like not hip.
Not corporate.
It's not May corporate
the 4th.
Yet.
That's not corporate May the 4th.
Yes.
This is like celebrating Three Kings Day on January 6th, okay? Tres Reyes Magos. Let's go. Anyway, so once that happened, I started putting mute filters in ahead of movies that I didn't want spoiled or shows I didn't want spoiled. And if it's a movie that I really don't want spoiled, although that's been a while since that's happened, I'll just delete Twitter off my phone.
Smart. By the way, Force Awakens was on, I think...
The other day?
Yeah. And
on May the 4th?
I started watching it, and I was just like, oh, just all the opportunities. And it just...
Well,
just
no, the movie was fine.
No, the movie was
Last
great.
Last Jedi was fine, and then everybody had a freaking freak out girl with a lightsaber, I don't know what to do. And like they had to retcon everything.
What I'm saying is the movie was great, but just so many opportunities to do this right.
I know.
And they just...
I know. Because...
Because of the wonderful things they know.
Yes. Because the whiny fans got what they wanted, which was a crap movie. Yeah. Regardless, What I would like is, so Giglio, so there's a new Marvel movie that came out today, or yesterday, the Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness. I almost wish that Joe would have waited until now to start his out-of-order Marvel experience, because...
Can you imagine?
Because the lead-up to Endgame was at least within a particular timeline, all right? But after Endgame, they started getting into the multiverse.
Yep.
Different timelines, you know, different Spider-Men.
The Upside Down.
All sorts. No, different
show.
Sorry.
Stranger Things.
Different show. Hopper does show up in one of those movies, though.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, he's... Don't get me excited.
No, he was in Black Widow.
I know, but he's dead.
Not in Stranger Things 4.
Is it a prequel?
No. Did you not watch the end of Stranger Things 3?
I saw he's coming back. I just thought it was like some sort of time jump.
No. He survived. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Come on, man.
Dude, have you never seen a sci-fi movie before?
He's also in all the trailers for number 4.
Yeah,
come on.
He survived.
Did we just
Yeah, we just blew his mind.
Broke news here?
I think we just broke your brain on this one. Yeah, Hopper survived at the end of Stranger Things. Did you see the end credit scene?
I did, and I thought that was some sort of...
No, that's who they were referring to, Hopper. When they talked about the American.
Right.
That was Hopper.
Yes, I thought it was like a jump in 20 years or something like that previous.
No. No. Anyway. What? Just broke that dude's brain. No, but I wish we could go back and time. You have not watched any of the Marvel movies, and then start you with Multiverse of Madness. Like, what is happening right now? And then you go in your out of order way. All right, next up.
Next up from Daniel on Twitter. Hey, Joe, if 99.9 The Fan ponied up, dad joke, and had a horse in the Kentucky Derby, what would its name be?
I think it would follow the same protocol we use for the fish. Mm. So instead of, you know, we have 99.9 The Fish HD2.
Yes.
Who's still kicking, right?
He's doing great.
All right, so HD1 died. RIP HD1.
Yeah.
HD2 is doing fine. Now, if this beta fish dies, we will get away from 99.9 The Fish, and we will acquire Adam Goldfish, and then we will, I'm not kidding when I say this, we're going to dub Adam's Kane's Takes while the fish is swimming around.
I love it.
This could be a TikTok sensation. Yeah. I cannot wait. So we would follow the naming protocol, and we would just name this horse 99.9 The Horse.
It's good.
HD1.
HD1.
Because if you've been reading up on horses,
yeah,
their life expectancy ain't that great either.
Can't get one at PetSmart, though.
No, you can't.
You can't just tell me that Hopper's alive and then not send me down this rabbit hole. How am I supposed to focus?
You can wait.
My favorite character.
I just can't believe you didn't know.
Or you didn't put two and two together. It's okay. So you thought they went back in time?
Yeah.
No.
Thought it was like a prequel or something.
No. The thing happened, and then, you know, you're supposed to think he's dead, but
right,
then when they go... You know, they clearly have pulled one of those Demogorgon things, and
right,
then he survived the explosion.
Demodogs.
Or whatever it was.
I'm just pulling a Dustin.
Yeah. So that was him in jail. In the gulag.
And the... Ooh. Oh, come on.
Next up.
Come on. Last up, and hey, Joe. Is there any sporting event you'd be willing to spend $3,000 on?
Of my dad's money, sure.
Yeah, or any other event for that.
Yeah, no, if it was my dad's money, like he just spent $3,000 to go see F1, which good for him. He's about to retire.
Sure.
I'm just busting his chops for doing this sort of thing. But, no, I mean, look, $3,000 for a single event is a hard sell for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the most I have spent for an event is anywhere between $250 to $300 for a ticket. I know I probably spent around $175 to go see the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks. This was the LeBron James, Dwayne Wade Heat against Carmelo Anthony's Knicks when the Super Bowl was in town.
Nice.
So I went to go see that game at Madison Square Garden. That cost me roughly $175.
Worth it.
I mean, I've seen concerts on the secondary market because I really wanted to go see them. Yeah, and this is a splurge at around $200, $250. But $3,000.
$3,000. Like, you better get VIP. Like, you better get to sing a song with a person.
What was it, 48 Hours? Where Eddie Murphy's at the bar with Nick Nolte.
Yeah.
He has to pay $6 for the Diet Coke back in 1980, whatever.
Yes. Now, $6 for a Diet Coke, are you a sporting event?
Can't repeat the line,
no, you
but
can't.
Basically.
You can't.
There better be a service with that.
We got anything
three
else?
$3,000. You better get the Playboy package for $3,000.
I think that's it. We'll let Julio go dive in the Stranger Things.
All right.
I'm so genuinely confused. You know I watched that show out of order, too.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you watch Stranger Things in what order?
How many seasons have there been?
Three.
There's been three.
Okay. I watched the third season first.
What is wrong with you?
Then I watched the first two.
Why?
What is wrong with you?
Why? It's a click of a button.
Like, why would you watch them out of order?
This is what happens. Either my wife or my kids will be watching the show.
Yeah.
And they'll be in whatever, season three. So I'll sit and start watching.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll continue watching.
I see.
And then I'll go back.
Go back. Okay. So you basically like to Pulp Fiction all of your content.
Pretty much.
Okay. Got it.
Pretty much. But got you are right. If like the multiverse was a thing.
Now.
But wait a second. Why are you dismissing the fact that Stranger Things couldn't be a jump? Like, why couldn't they go back in time to bring Hopper back alive? Why did he have to survive? Of all the things we've learned, right?
Well, because they haven't done time travel yet in that show.
I'm just saying. It could have been a not, what do they call it? Not a flashback, but a...
Now are we doing
You don't
Lost?
Have a flashback, you have a...
Time jump?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, right, no.
It's still a flashback, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it... No, there's a difference between a time jump and a flashback. You're saying if time jump would involve them going back in time to do something, like back
right.
to the future.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm
not
talking
a
about
flashback.
I'm talking about a flashback.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think they would do flashbacks. I mean, you're talking about like some sort of... Like they did the flashbacks to show... Was it Seven's?
Yeah.
Backstory.
I thought that's what they were doing.
Nah, I don't think they're doing that. He survived.
You're saying he survived.
He survived.
Why did he write the letter?
By Seven, did you mean 11?
Or 11. Okay. My bad. 7-11.
Same
thing. Like, I like the show, but I don't deep dive that hard into it. But at least I knew that Hopper's still alive. Let's see if Giglio's full of it.
It's time to play You're Full of Shit, Giglio. Listen, I've known Joe has been full of shit since 1975, so this is old news to me. Here's Joe Ovius with the rules, but I can already tell you, Giglio is definitely full of shit, and I should know, I'm his mother.
Thank you very much, Nora. Yeah, Giglio's got some things he's going to say. It's up to the listeners to call him out on a potential BS. It's brought to you by The Burnt Pot by Modern Apotheca, Raleigh's Hemp Cafe and Lounge. We've got Tom and Carrie. Tom, how are you?
Good. Be careful out there. I've already been hit by hail.
Yeah, oh, I've seen reports of golf ball size hail. I know we're in a tornado warning until later this evening. So yeah, everybody stay safe. Heck, Wake County sent me a phone call like, "Hey, might impact kid dismissal today." So stay safe. We got Jason in Wake Forest. Jason, what's up, man?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing. All right, Julio's going to say something. If you think what he said is true, don't say anything. Just stay quiet. You're good. If you think what Giglio said is made up, shout out your name, and Nora is going to do the rest.
You're full of s***, Giglio.
If you're right, you'll win some golf at the Challenge Golf Club. If he duped you, it goes to the other guy. Let's play.
All right, guys. LeBron James is the only person to win the NBA Finals MVP with three different teams. Excellent silence. You guys are up on your LeBron history. Let's try this one. LeBron James is the only person to win the NBA Finals MVP with two different teams.
Jason.
You're full of s***, Giglio.
Of course I am. Kawhi Leonard won the MVP with the Spurs and the Raptors, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won the MVP with the Bucks and the Lakers. Congratulations. You got that golf package. Stay on the line. Jonathan Ram gets your information.
Awesome.
Appreciate both you guys for listening and playing. And yes, be careful in the hail and this crazy weather.